So welcome everybody. We'll just do an invocation and then we'll start. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakeya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadameyam Dadati Svapadantekam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadhuvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalitha Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Shri Mahamantra ki Jai. So that was very nice. You want to sit where I'm sitting. Hearing everybody chant Hare Krishna like that is wonderful. So I can just imagine what the lordships must be thinking or fearing when they hear everybody, all their devotees chanting Hare Krishna like this. So it's so wonderful. So as Prabhuji said, today we'll be talking about acting in knowledge of Krishna. So we're focusing on a book, Perfect Question, Perfect Answers. This book is a conversation between Srila Prabhupada and one other personality. So this person is asking many questions and Srila Prabhupada is giving very good answers, very perfect answers. That's the name of the book. So first of all, I'd just like everybody to, we're going to get to know each other. So just the men, if you hold hands with another man and lady, hold hands with another lady. Just try it, it's experiment, it's good. Yeah, just men, yeah, just hold like that. It's alright, be comfortable, it's okay. It's all right. We're all devotees. Now I'm going to say Hari Bol, and I want everybody to lift their hands like this and say Hari Bol at the same time. So I'll say Hari Bol, and everybody say Hari Bol, so we'll do it. Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Wow, see, this is real yoga, yeah? That you go and learn. This is good exercise as well. Okay, so we're reading from chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita, and this is called, anybody know what the name of this chapter is called? Chapter 5, Bhagavad Gita. It's called Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. So Arjun is speaking this first verse, we'll read this first verse. So I'll say all the way through, then I'll say each line, and if you can repeat after me, it'll be great. So, Arjuna Vacha Sanyasam Karmanam Krishna Purnam Yogam Cha Sangshasi Yachaya Etiorekam Tanme Bruhishu Nishitam Arjuna Vacha Sanyasam Karmanam Krishna Purnar Yogam Cha Sangshasi Yachaya itiorekam Tanme Bruhishu Nishitam. So we'll go through each word and hear the translation. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Arjuna Vacha. Arjun said. Sannyasam. Renunciation. Karmanam. Of all activities. Krishna. O Krishna. Puna. Again. Yogam. Devotional service. Cha. Also. Sangsasi. You are praising. Yat. Which. Shreya. Is more beneficial. Bruhi. Please tell. Sunishitam. Definitely. Okay, so we'll go through the whole translation and then I'll repeat each line and then if you can repeat after me. So I'll just go through once. Arjun said, O Krishna, first of all, you ask me to renounce work. And then again, you recommend work with devotion. Now, will you kindly tell me, definitely, which of the two is more beneficial? Okay, so we'll go through, small piece by piece. Arjun said, O Krishna, first of all, you ask me to renounce work. And then again, you recommend work with devotion. Now, will you kindly tell me definitely which of the two is more beneficial? Jai. So, Arjun is asking here again, we'll repeat again. O Krishna, first of all, you ask me to renounce work. And then again, you recommend work with devotion. Now will you kindly, look how beautiful this is, conversation. Arjun is asking, now will you kindly tell me, definitely, which of the two is more beneficial? So we'll read Srila Prabhupada's purport, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In this fifth canto of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that work in devotional service is better than dry mental speculation. Devotional service is easier than the latter because being transcendental in nature, it frees one from reaction. So every activity we do, what do we call that? When we do something, what are we creating? What are we creating? When we do something, what do we create? Karma. Yeah, so whenever we do something, what does karma mean? If we were to analyze, what does it mean? Action and reaction. So I do something and then I get a reaction from it. So all the time we are planting seeds. If we think about it very simply, if I do something good, what kind of karma will I get? Good karma. If I do something bad, what kind of karma will I get? Bad karma. It's very easy. Even a child, you could explain this, they could understand. So every action, we're creating some reaction. So Krishna is giving the key of how to get out of this reaction. In the second chapter, preliminary knowledge of the soul and its entanglement in the material body were explained. How to get out of this material engagement by buddhi yoga or devotional service was also explained therein. In the third chapter, it was explained that a person who is situated on the platform of knowledge no longer has any duties to perform. And in the fourth chapter, the Lord told Arjun that all kinds of sacrificial work culminate in knowledge. However, at the end of the fourth chapter, the Lord advised Arjun to wake up and fight, being situated in perfect knowledge. Therefore, by simultaneously stressing the importance of both work in devotion and inaction in knowledge, Krishna has perplexed Arjun and confused his determination. So I just spoke a small paragraph there. Yeah, a small paragraph about the different types of work. Work in knowledge, work without knowledge, work with renunciation. Was it easy to follow? Easy to follow? Be honest. Yeah, some people may be a bit difficult. You think, how should I act? Yeah. So if Arjun was perplexed, then what about us? Yeah. In fact, Arjun, was he really perplexed? No, he is not. He is actually, his expansion of Lord Krishna through Baladev. But Arjun is just simply asking this question on our behalf. Yeah, asking this question for our benefit. So he's asking Krishna, what should I do? Arjun understands that renunciation in knowledge involves cessation of all kinds of work performed as sense activities. But if one performs work in devotional service, then how is work stopped? In other words, he thinks that sannyas, or renunciation of in knowledge, should be altogether free from all kinds of activity, because work and renunciation appear to him to be incompatible. So Arjun is saying that if I work and I give up life, yeah, how do they go together? Yeah, so often people have this idea, what should I do? Should I stay as a brahmachari, live in the temple? Should I get married, start family life? Which one should I do? Yeah. So we'll talk about this later. He appears not to have understood that work in full knowledge is non-reactive and therefore the same inaction. He inquires therefore whether he should cease work altogether or work with full knowledge. So he's asking Krishna, Arjun is asking Krishna, should I just stop or should I carry on activities? And we'll just read what Krishna says in the next verse. The personality of Godhead replied, the renunciation of work and work in devotion are both good for liberation. But of the two, work in devotional service is better than renunciation of work. So we have a lot of terminology here, and what we'll try to do is, we try to understand what is Krishna asking of us? What is Srila Prabhupada recommending for us? So, the idea here is that we must practically engage in devotional service. Yeah, we must practically engage ourselves in devotional service. We can't stop doing anything. Yeah, everybody must act. Who here needs to eat? Anybody? Yeah, I need to eat. Yeah, so yeah, if we engage with me, it'll make more fun for me as well. Yeah. So who likes to eat? Let's see. Who likes to eat? But don't be shy, please. Yes, everybody. Everybody needs to eat. So is eating bad? Is eating wrong? Is it? What do you think? It's very bad. Why is it bad?
Because sometimes if you eat something bad, it's bad karma.
Okay. So we're getting deep. Yeah, I see where you're going. But if we look at it very simply, Krishna gave us a body. We need food. Is eating bad? No, it's not. It's a necessity of life. We need to eat. Yeah. So we need to act. We in order to get food, it's not going to come like that. Unless you're married, maybe for men. Yeah, that's nice. No, I'm joking, teasing. Yeah. So we have to actually do some work. Yeah, we have to do some activity. So let's work out now, how can we best do that activity so there's no reaction? And why do we want no reaction? Now, I've got to stick to the time as well. So one option is you could become a brahmachari. Here we have wonderful Bhakta Nimesh Prabhu and other brahmacharis here. Yeah, they're brahmachari. They're living in the temple. Every activity you could do, you could say, is for who? Sri Krishna, yeah, as long as they are acting in knowledge of Krishna. So as long as whenever you're doing devotional service, you're always thinking of Krishna. Oh, I'll make this nice sabji for Krishna. Oh, I'll do this nice cleaning. Hope Krishna is pleased with this. As long as you're always thinking of Krishna is devotional service. So they're living in the temple, serving Krishna day and night. That's one option. Can we all take up that option? All of us? No, if we could, we would. Yeah, but we can't. Yeah, some of us, we must get married, have nice devotee children, etc., etc. So that option is not available for all of us. Let me ask you a question. Who's got children here? Put your hand up if you have children. Okay, yeah. So when your child was very small, your child was a baby, and even now maybe they act like a baby, who knows? Yeah, children these days. So children, when they're small, could you one day say, you know what, I'm going to leave my child in the corner. I'm very tired today. I'm not going to look after my child. You stay there, you make your dinner for yourself, you dress yourself, etc., etc. Could you do that?
No, you can't
do that. Why? Why?
You need someone to help.
Yeah, you need to, they need to be looked after. Is your duty. Yes, you can't say, oh, I'll leave my child now today. They can look after themselves. So you've created that situation where you must look after your child. You had a child, you must look after them. Similarly, we can bring Krishna into the center of our life, just like a child. We can make our routine so that Krishna is always in our life. Yeah, we can place in our house one nice altar, one nice space where that is where we worship the Supreme Lord. And every day, whatever we eat, what do we do first? Offer it to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Say, Krishna, you are everything. We'll talk about that later on. You are everything, but here I'm just giving you something, just a little offering. Please accept this, then there's no reaction for me. Yeah, please. Please, Kana, just have this little offering I've made for you. It's very simple. Yeah, we can see, we can make Krishna the center of our life. And we'll discuss this more later on. So first of all, we need to figure out, do we actually want to get out of this material world? Yeah, we're in this material world. This material world is called Durg. It's like a jail. This material world is like a jail. And in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada has quoted many times, is described as Dukhalyam Ashashvatam. Dukhalyam Ashashvatam means it is full of misery. And it is very temporary. Dukhalyam Ashashvatam. Miserable and temporary. So whenever we get something nice, or we're looking for something nice, how do you feel? How do you feel? I was speaking of this before. We had just recently was Christmas. Yeah, I'm sure people, they give presents. Who can remember what they got for Christmas? Anybody? No one can. Did anybody get anything for Christmas first? Yeah? Diwali or birthday? Can you remember what you got? PlayStation. Whatever you got, how long did the joy last of that thing that you got? How long did it last? When you opened the present, were you happy? Hope so you were anyway, yeah? So you're happy. But how long did the joy last? Till the battery lasts, Prabhu said here, yeah? Or something, yeah? Then you can't bother to replace. So whatever you got, you forgot. Okay, let me ask you another question. What you got last year for your birthday, can anybody remember this? The year before and the year before. Can you remember? Sorry? Yeah, this recycled the next week. That's it. We forget because it is simply temporary. That you get bored very quickly. We live a conditioned life. We're always thinking, when I get this, I will be happy. If this happens, I will be happy. Next week, when I get my job, I'll be happy. When you start the job, you become depressed. Yeah? Next week, I'll become a manager. Then I'll be happy. When you're a manager, everybody talks about you. Well, I'm not happy. Yeah? So all the time, we're thinking, one day I will be happy, chasing happiness. We didn't realize it's right there in front of us. Yeah? Because we are, what are we? Anybody tell me, what are we? We are, this key word was soul, jiva atma. We are a jiva atma. And we have different needs to the body. This body is yantra, vehicle. It's simply a vehicle. Yeah, it has different needs. Who here drives a car? Come on, let's see. Yeah, you drive a car, great. Now, every week or every few days, where do you have to take that car? Petrol station, you put petrol in the car, yes? Do you ever take the petrol and start drinking the petrol? Anybody? They would think, mad person. Yeah, just drinking the petrol, imagine. Similarly, we are jiva atma. We need a different type of food than just the regular activities for our body. Body needs cleaning, etc., etc. But jiva atma needs something spiritual. Just like you don't feed yourself petrol, the body petrol, it would die. Similarly, jiva atma needs something else. So, this world, we are trapped in this world, and it's called Durg. And there's one very nice jail keeper. Yeah, Durga is the jail keeper, Durga Mata. She is Krishna's energy. Yeah, Maya Devi, Maya Shakti. People think Maya is bad. Is Maya bad? Is Maya bad? Yeah, people have this, no, Maya is not bad. Maya is Krishna's enemy. Krishna's energy. Yeah, so Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Devi hiye shugunamai mam maya darutaya mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. That this divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is very difficult to overcome. So this maya energy is Krishna's energy. Yeah? And is Durga Mata, she is the jail keeper here. She's really trying hard to keep everybody here in this jail. Now, whenever you start on this path of devotional service, what is your aim? What's your aim? If we've started on this path of devotional service, what's your aim? What do we have? Anybody share? Any devotee? Anybody? Yes, Prabhu.
Liberation.
You want to be free from this jail. What else? Who else has any other? Yes. Love of Krishna. Yeah, Krishna Bhakti. Preme Bhakti. Yes, very good. So you want to get liberation. We want to be free from this material world. Just like the people stuck in jail. They want to be free. They want to get out. So who do they have in jail looking after the jail? Prison officers. They're there. The prison officers, are they bad? No, who do they work for?
Government.
Yes, same as Maya Devi. She works for Krishna's government. Yeah. She's keeping you in the jail. You want to go to Krishna, she just gives you a test. Are you really interested in Krishna or not? Are you interested in Maya? So like this, we want to break out of this jail. So we must have this desire that, yes, I want to break free from this jail. There's a song like that, I'm sure. But you must have this desire that I want to break free. Yeah, I want to get out of this jail. Yeah, I want to be liberated, somebody said. I want Krishna Bhakti. And you can only get that when you are sick of materialism. When you say, you know what, I don't want this material way of life anymore. There's this nice story of Sanatan Goswami. So Sanatan Goswami is one of our six Goswamis, our Acharyas. So Sanatan Goswami, he was residing in Vrindavan. And he would go regularly and take his bath in Yamunaji. He would go there. And when he went one day, he was bathing. And they have a pot, yeah, their little pot that they carry, water pot. So he kept bathing like that in there, putting on. Then when he bathed, inside of his pot came one touchstone. And the touchstone is very powerful. If I touch it to gold, touch it to iron, it will turn into gold. So this is many, many hundreds of years ago when such things were able to be found. So Sanatan Goswami, he was a renunciate. He found this thing. He just threw it back in there. I don't need it. Why do I need it? Anyway, he kept bathing. It came again in his pot. He said, oh, why do I keep getting this? He said, maybe Krishna wants me to have this. Maybe Krishna has put it there. It will come to some use later. So he took it home and he took it to his ashram. He left it there. Carried on with his puja. Months passed, some time passed. And then there was one Shivji devotee. He was very poor. Maybe he had only one or two dhotis, that's it, holes in them. He was so poor, and every day he would pray to Lord Shivji, please, Lord Shivji, I'm your devotee. Why are you making me so poor? You helped so many other people in history. There's so many examples. So why me? I am your devotee. Please, give me some wealth so I can feed myself, my family, etc. So then Lord Shivji came in his dream and said, okay, you go to this Sanatan Goswami in Vrindavan and he has a special touchstone. He will give you all wealth. So he went very excited thinking, today, that's it. I've won the lottery. I'm going to meet Sanatan Goswami. All my problems are solved, finished. So he went there, saw Sanatan Goswami, was so tense, so eager. So he said, Sanatan Goswami, please, this is what happened, told the whole story. I hear you have a touchstone. Please, can I have it? Can I see it? Sanatan Goswami thought, oh, okay, yeah, I remember. He said, just give me 1 second. So Sanatan Goswami, if you anybody seen his bhajan kutir, very small, had not many possessions. In one corner, there was just some rubbish, just some things thrown, banana leaves or whatever, just some garbage, we can say. And he looked in there, had a look. Oh, here is the touchstone. So he said, here you go, have it, Haribol, bye. Yeah. So he went away, this person went away, so excited, looking at the touchstone, thinking, wow, what have I got here? What can I, you know when you're going to get some money or something, you start making a shopping list. Yeah. So he was making this list, what will I touch, what will I eat, what, etc., etc. Then he went, hang on a minute. This touchstone belonged to Sanatan Goswami, and where did he keep it? In the garbage, in the rubbish. He kept it in the rubbish. Why did he keep it in the rubbish? It means he must have something even more valuable than this touchstone. So he thought, I better go back and see what else he's got. Yeah, he must have something even more powerful than this touchstone. So he went, yeah, forward hand. Sanatan Goswami, you had this touchstone, but it was in the rubbish. What have you got that is even more valuable than this touchstone that can convert iron into gold? He said, well, what I have, are you ready to hear it? He said, yes, please, I'm ready to hear anything. He said, what I have is Krishna Bhakti. I have Krishna Bhakti. And if you want, I can give you Krishna Bhakti. So he said, please, I'm not interested in this touchstone. Please, I surrender to you, Sanatan Goswami Prabhupada. Please give me this devotional service. So we can see this devotional service, this Krishna Bhakti, is able to give us way more, a lot more than material things. Material things, we describe them as the Kaliyam Ashashvatam. They are temporary and they simply give misery. We can all be, give that as a fact. Yeah, we've all experienced this. Whenever you get something, you think, what I thought it would taste like, it doesn't. I thought it would make me happy, but it simply didn't. It was a waste of my time. Why did I do that? Why didn't I just go to the temple that week? Yeah. Why did I miss playing those bhajans, listening to the kirtan, etc., etc.? So, we know that yes, we want Krishna Bhakti. We want to get out of this material world. We want to be free from the material desires, because it's our material desires that are driving us all the time. So we must act in knowledge of Krishna. So later on in this chapter, Lord Krishna is saying, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhirdam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantim richati. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and the well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material desires. So when you fully realize that Lord Krishna is the supreme, and you are in full consciousness of him, acting in full consciousness of Krishna, then all these material desires will slowly go away and away and away, far, far away. So we must realize that everything we do, we try to center it around Krishna. We'll come back to that example of a child. So if we want to be happy, because that's what we're all chasing after, then we must make Krishna the center of our lives. How can we practically do that? When we wake up, what should we do? What should we do? Yeah, when we wake up, we should chant, bolo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now, Srila Prabhupada ji is so wonderful, he's made it very practical for us. Yeah. With this ISKCON movement, the devotees have made many, many practical things for us to remember Krishna. Yeah, in Vrindavan you go, there's hundreds of these alarm clocks you can put, and in the morning it'll wake you up with what? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah, you've heard this tune playing on, anybody heard it? On the alarm clocks? Yeah, you can buy this. So in the morning, even if you forget, the alarm clock won't. It will remind you of Krishna. You don't have to worry, you don't have to brush your teeth, just chant Hare Krishna straight away, then have your wash and then start chanting. Have one picture of Krishna everywhere, wherever you go you see Krishna, it reminds you. Have one little altar in your house, so that whenever you make something, you think, you know what, the first thing I'm going to do is offer it to my Gopal. Yeah, I'll offer it to Krishna first. Like now, the offering is going on. Yeah, the devotees, pujaris are very nicely offering this boga to Krishna. So we must make Krishna the center of our lives. Yeah. We must practice this Krishna consciousness everywhere. It doesn't mean you stop. So if you are married, you have a family, we call this Grihastha Ashram. Yeah, Grihastha Ashram. Meaning you focus your married life around Krishna. If you see the pujaris that are working here, they are wearing what color? Red, some of them, reds, they live here, yes, like that. Others are white. White means they don't live here in the temple, they live at home. Yet they say, you know what, Sunday evening is my service, whatever happens, whether it's snowing, whether it's raining, I must go and serve the lordships. Yeah. And they've been doing the same service 10, 20 years. And they're so happy because they are engaging in Krishna consciousness, Krishna service. So you must find out, what activities can I do? How can I turn my activities so that they are facing Krishna? So there's no reaction. I don't want reaction anymore. I don't want to come back to this material world and have to take birth again. Yeah, it's too painful. I want everything related to Krishna. I want Krishna Prem. So we must cry to Krishna. Actually, we must say, Krishna, you made this material world. You made this Maya Devi, and she is your agent. I can't beat her. There's no chance. I'm so fallen, and you are the supreme. Please, Krishna, give me your mercy. Please, Krishna, cry for Krishna. Other things you can do. You can read Krishna Leela. How many have children here? You saw it before. How many people have children? Oh, look, there's one. Look at that. What's your name over there? What's their name? I can't hear. Someone, please shout loud. Apurva. Wow. Give her a round of applause. Come on. Cheers. She's very sweet. She put her hand up straight away. Apurva. What a lovely name. Yeah. Okay, so whoever has children, you can read them Krishna Leela. Yeah, read them all the time about Lord Krishna. It will benefit you and it will benefit them. Otherwise, our children, simply what will happen? They will forget our culture. They will forget who is Krishna. Then they will be lost, asking questions. Oh, maybe I should try alcohol. Yeah, maybe I should try drugs. Maybe I should try bad association to give me pleasure. But the keys are here, just here. This is the key. The keys to our life are just here, yet we're not giving them. So we must engage in talking Krishna Katha. So there's one lovely story about Krishna when he was small. Now, when a child comes, I've seen it at the temple many times, a small child will come to the altar, or they'll be running around and they fall over. What are the Matajis, or straight away, what do they do? You heard? Yeah, they look at it and go, the attention goes off the keith and off the clay onto the child. It's natural. Yeah, because the child looks so cute and adorable. Even the men, they won't admit it, but they also go, ah. Yeah. So we look at the child and we think, ah, this is so cute. Yeah, their activities. So what about then our Krishna, our Gopal, Nandalal, his activities? So once Krishna, he was very famous for stealing butter. Yeah, he was Makkhan Chor. Can you believe we call our God a chor? Yeah, tell any other religion, we call our God a thief. Eh? What? He's a supreme personality. Yeah? So we call him a thief, Makkhan Chor. So once Krishna, he stole butter, and the gopis went, right, we've caught you this time. They got a stick, they had him there, Krishna was there, caught, and he just gives the smile. He just gives his smile and the gopis' hearts, they melt immediately. But still they act as, Krishna, why did you steal our butter? Then you know what Krishna did? He did a naughty thing. He did wee wee on the floor like that. Just to get them more angry. Yeah. So he did a little wee wee on the floor like that. And then they got so angry. Hey, you stole the butter, then you did wee on the floor. Then they grabbed him, took him to Mother Yashoda. And they told, your Kana, he's so naughty. He's so naughty that he did this activity, etc., etc. And then Mother Yashoda became so depressed. Krishna, what do I do with you? You're making so much nuisance in the neighborhood. These are all my friends. Then they won't come here anymore, associate, etc., etc. And then Krishna started to get very upset at this point. He became very upset. He said, Mother Yashoda, I don't understand these gopis. In their hearts, they're calling, they're crying, Krishna, you please come to my house and steal butter. He said, then when I come and steal butter, then they chastise me and tell you that I've done bad things. I don't understand them. So just like this, just by hearing this Krishna Leela, how do you feel? How do you feel? Happy? Yeah? So we can actually engage in this Krishna Leela. If we do everything in knowledge of Krishna. So whatever we do, we think, is this going to take me closer to Krishna, or is it going to take me further away from Krishna? You are either facing, Sri Prabhupada says, you are either facing Maya, or you are facing Krishna. So you are either facing Krishna or Maya, is our choice. And the choice is through our activities and what we are thinking about. So the best way for us to engage, if we can't do anything else, at least this, we must engage in the chanting of Maha Mantra. So everybody bowl, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we must engage in this chanting of Hare Krishna. So we have 5 minutes left, so I just want to leave 5 minutes for any questions. So does anybody have any questions or comments? Someone? Anybody? Yes, Prabhu.
Why Maya is so challenging? It's very difficult to overcome.
Okay, so Prabhuji asked a wonderful question. He said, why is Maya Devi so challenging, so difficult to overcome? So we can see here, this is what Krishna is saying, that Maya Devi is his energy. Yeah, he said, this divine energy of mine, Devi hi shagunamayi. And he says, it is very difficult to overcome. It's very hard. Krishna has made it that way. And Maya Devi is the energy of Krishna. Yeah, Maya Devi is the energy of Krishna. She's made it very difficult. She's testing. Do you really want to, let's say for example, you start to come to the temple. Yeah, you start chanting. We can say that's like your parole. Yeah, like in jail, it's parole. So the jail officer will look, are they dedicated to chanting? Or are they carrying on in material activities? Yeah, are they really interested in Krishna? Then maybe Maya Devi will give you some small test. Although yet we're still in infant school, there's no test yet for us. But maybe you'll get some test. Then you'll say, should I take this or should I come with my chanting? I know for me, when I start chanting, I think the first Hare Krishna, I'm concentrating. Then after Ram Ram, I'm thinking, oh, what do I have to do? All the jobs I have to do today. Yeah, everyone share this experience? Your mind easily just goes off like this. Sorry? It wanders, yeah. The mind is like a small child running around here, there and everywhere. So this Maya Devi is very difficult, and that is the way that Lord Krishna has designed it. Yeah. The Maya Devi is just keeping you here. Stay in the jail. You can have fun here, every facility you want. Be independent. Don't go back to Krishna. So you must have determination. No, I want to break out of this jail. I want to be free. And the best way to do that is chanting in association of advanced pure devotees. Because by ourselves we can't do it. Yeah, we're all tied up. We're all tied. If everybody in this room is tied, can anybody free you? If everybody's tied, can anybody free you? Who do we need to free you? Somebody who is untied. So we must find a spiritual master, a guru, who is free, that can untie our hands. So we must take up this association of advanced devotees. And the key is, follow their instructions. This is the hard part. And we must also pray to Sri Sri Gaur Nithai or Nithai Gaurang. So they came to give us this Maha Mantra. And this Maha Mantra is described as Avahan Mantra. We are calling Krishna. So every time you chant, you say, Krishna, please. You have many big, big titles. Yeah. We say in this bhajan, we say Dina Dayal Prabhu, yeah, Dina Bandhu, Patita Pavan, yeah. Lord Krishna has such names. Lord Ram, etc., has names like this. Patita Pavan. What does Patita Pavan mean? Savior of the most fallen. So when you are chanting, when you are calling Krishna, Krishna, you don't have to look very far. I am the most fallen. Yeah, you are Patita Pavan. What are you waiting for? Please, just take me now. Yeah, I am the most fallen. So this should be our prayer. I will never overcome this Maya. Please, Krishna, I don't want to cause you any harm. I just want to love you. Please keep Maya far from me. Yeah, like that. Yes, Prabhu. Okay, that's a very good question. Because you may actually enjoy living in this jail. You may think, you know what? I enjoy this jail. Why should I even attempt to get out of this? Yeah, what's the reason? Actually, in this jail, whenever we feel happiness, all we are feeling is the disappearing of, we could say, distress. We're not feeling real happiness. We've just experienced distress going away for a small period of time. We actually think we're happy, but distress has just disappeared. When you actually engage in devotional service, then you will feel that happiness. Then you think, wow, this is what happiness is. Now I know I want to get out of this material world. Let's say, for example, all your life you were never given any sugar. You were never given any sweet. You think, great, every food I have is perfect. You're never given any dessert. Then one day somebody comes along and says, here, have this wonderful halwa. And you, what is this? I've never tasted such a sweet thing before in my life. Halwa, what is it? Tell me, how do I get it? What would you do with your other foods? Would you carry on or would you look for that halwa? The sweet. You'd look for it. Similarly, until you practice this Krishna consciousness, until you taste it, then you won't know what you're missing out on. So, you can enjoy, but you're not really fully enjoying. Yes, Prabhu? Why does Krishna... Well, that is a big question, and so we just answer short, and we can take this offline because we have short of time. How are you doing for time? Few more minutes. So there's a question: Why does Krishna love Radharani more than the other gopis? Actually, this is we can answer it in a different way. Radharani loves Krishna more than any of the gopis love Krishna. So this is the way we can answer it. I'll give you one story of how this works. So very briefly. So once Krishna was in Dwarka, and actually Rukmini asked this question, this very same question, and all the major wives. Krishna, why are you so attracted to the gopis in Vrindavan? Why are you so attracted? Krishna said, okay, I'll reveal this later. He said, but now I have a big headache. My head is hurting so much. What all his wives thought, oh no, Krishna's head is hurting. What can we do? Krishna, what can we do? What can we do to help you? So he said, if somebody washes their feet and gives me that water to drink, my headache will go away. So the wives thought, we can't do that. That's a prad. This is pap. How can we wash our feet and give it to our Pati Dev? Our Pati Dev is Narayan, Krishna of Dwarka. How can we give it? We can't do that. No, Krishna. That's a pap. Immediately, word of that got to Radharani that this is the only thing that Krishna can have to cure his headache. Immediately, from a chariot came ultra fast, faster than the mind, some water from Radharani's feet. Krishna drank it and then his headache went away. Radharani said, I can go to hell, I can go anywhere, but all I want is my Shyam Sundar to be okay. So we can answer it in that way, that actually Radharani loves Krishna more than anybody else. So I hope that answers. We'll have to leave it there. It's Aarti. So if we stand up for Aarti and really call out, cry for Krishna.